Hey, it's time from Studio 1.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, and I came in so perfectly, too. So, come to Studio 134 at 6 because I am DeAndre. Welcome to the GMU Shade Room. GMU stands for Good Night, Ugly People. I don't know.
Don't disrespect my baby. Like,
I was trying to be funny.
Not with that name.
Did it work?
No.
He was making fun of himself.
No. Like, making fun of my
life. I was talking to you honestly, bro.
He was making fun of my life.
Bring it, bro.
Bro.
There you go. You started.
I would hurt you. Anyway. So much happened this week. But first, I'm going to say hi to my wonderful cast, Debbie? You.
He's not Debbie.
Okay, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Dennis?
What do y'all? I already know, cameraman for the day.
Hey, Ariel. Hi. Simple for key.
What's up, guys?
Bye-bye.
How's it going?
What? Who you waving to? You even know nobody?
Shout out.
Devin, who is tuning in right now? Who is tuning in? Do you know?
Well, me and Johnny.
I want to give a shout out to my big bro, Johnny Kimbro. What's up, big bro? How you doing? Did you say anything back yet?
No.
And please also, if you can, please try to call in us. We are 619-924-9781. Call
Why
in.
Why
didn't
you tell me
questions.
That's why I could have put that as the title?
You know, you are so unprofessional.
No, you're unprofessional.
You're unprofessional. Don't get that to me on my show. Don't do
that.
Well,
I was unprofessional.
Oh, wait.
That was unprofessional.
We are so unbiased.
Wait, what happened?
Let's go ahead and get started really quick.
What didn't happen at SwampCon?
What happened at SwampCon?
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about that? Let's bring that to
we talked about it last week.
No. Trending topic.
No. We only talked about we went to SwampCon. Oh, and we got two late.
Hey,
Janae.
My mom, and my mom was also in the room, too. Oh, my God, we're doing business transactions live.
She didn't tell me it was
only
her birthday this week. I
haven't
heard that
before. Oh, yes.
I know.
Happy birthday, Portia. When I tell y'all, I always tell y'all that this show is unfair that anything can happen. I tell you this every show. And yes, and Shanae also had a birthday. Happy birthday, Shanae.
Yay,
happy birthday,
Shanae.
Let's sing for her. One, two, three.
You can actually get sued for using the song.
Yes,
you can.
It's
copyright.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Unless you sing the black
version. Yeah. Sing the black
version.
Okay, of course,
don't leave it.
Wait, hold up. I wasn't expecting to leave.
We'll come back to that later. Okay, anyway, so Trump had, he became president of the United States of America.
My
president.
Nah.
Let's avoid Trump. You know what?
Next topic, Salt Bae.
So how long you think before the purge starts?
I give like another 3-2 weeks, baby.
A dried orange. dehydrated on.
No. Please
do not mention that show. Oh my God. Okay, y'all. Now let's go ahead. Little honorable mention. Vice President Pence, he had a fabulous party outside his house early this week. Didn't I say last week the most side conversation? Didn't I say that?
It wasn't a side conversation.
Did I spoil him?
Did
he spoil him?
Well,
maybe a little bit, but did he spoil him?
Well,
I don't even know what was even. Oh, yeah.
Well,
VP Pence, he had a party outside his house. I'm going to tell y'all something.
It was lit.
That was great.
A large group of LGBT supporters and members actually marched onto his lawn and had a party in protest of his stance on. I hear that it's his stance.
So there was an instantaneous block party that happened.
Pretty much.
Turn up, you know, for real. So you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's move in from some serious stuff really quickly. Sinead, favorite Aaliyah?
I like One in a Million.
One in a Million? Are your favorite Aaliyah song?
I wasn't paying attention.
Favorite Aaliyah song?
I actually don't know. I haven't really been listening to music like that lately.
Damn, girl, you've been there for a minute. I'm getting you, you let her know. RP, you ever know that one? My baby.
Probably did,
but
I can't
really
think.
Yes, they all of them, because they all were masterpieces. Yes, they all.
All
of
them.
She says all. Devin?
They were. Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lee's song.
The one she sung with her mouth?
So all of them, okay. But yeah, go ahead and show some love to Aaliyah. She really set a bar for music. She accomplished a lot before she passed away.
I just
want to
say
that
she was Beyonce before Beyonce was Beyonce.
We ain't gonna talk about that right now, sir. Because then we're gonna get all the conspiracy theorist people jumping up on here,
Like a freedom. No, heck no.
But he did kind of like he put the gorilla effect on the tactic or whatever he said. What
she put?
He could have used a different word.
Yeah, she put on the gorilla effect charging.
Did he say it like that?
Doug Adler, I don't know. You can look him up. I'll look at ESPN.
You got a Twitter.
Okay. I don't think he has a Twitter.
Don't nobody need a Twitter with this.
For real. Yeah, for real.
Can everybody
she
get
has
a
Twitter.
Twitter.
She has Twitter for 1 week and she already gets in the fight. Come on, that shit. 10 minutes after she got to it, she was like fighting with people on. I was like, somebody should they take her phone away from her.
Damn, little
girl.
Bold and Brad.
So, any opinions on this? So, like, okay, question. Do y'all think that it was intentional?
How did he spell it?
To me,
how did he spell it?
It ain't how
it's the same spelling.
No, it's not the same spelling.
He was commentating. That's why I said the word could go either way.
Because
he was commentating. So there's like no written whatever. So
he should.
Yeah. Unlike in my honesty, he should not have used that word. Because that word can go, because, you know.
Yeah, it can go both ways.
You should really, like, you know.
Did he say gorilla tactic?
And there is no.
He know better than that.
And there is no spell check
did,
on,
did
you
he
know.
Did he say tactic anyway?
No. He said she put on the gorilla effect when charging. Or the
gorilla.
Or the gorilla. How do you say that?
It's
like gorilla.
It's gorilla.
Gorilla.
It's gorilla.
You know what? So. He was fired, so I guess, you know, and he also apologized. It just, next time, you choose your words carefully, because even I've done that before. Choose your words carefully, folks. It's not that hard.
I'm not a gorilla, because I don't think you did that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Portia, this might make you feel better.
Okay.
Korra, the Avatar is coming back with a season 5 to Dark Horse Comics. And
well, the comics.
Okay.
And it will focus on her relationship with Asami. So yeah, that is something you kind of looking forward to.
It's kind of like a time scale, like a couple of months after they, because they've been in the spirit world for like 3 or 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of now they're back trying to figure out what's going on in the world.
Very true, yeah.
I wonder
who
the villain will be.
Yeah. Then what is the army saying?
Now, if it ends up being worse than what's already happened in the show.
Shout out to everybody who's watching right now. Come on, man.
But he is in prison.
That
is true. That this man will get out of.
So you know, though, let me go ahead. So would y'all want to see another? Would y'all like to see a new Avatar series, or would y'all just like?
I would like to.
I
would like to see one continue.
With another series.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the comments too, but they would just go to the next element in the line. Because they only been through.
They can go back and
they could finish off with the next two fire.
Too bad we can't get a movie.
We know.
No.
Speaking
we
of.
We can have a movie, but M. Night Shyamalan is banned from doing it.
Speaking of.
I'm sorry. Dion,
can I do it?
M. Night Shyamalan can do the movie.
Why not?
We need Michael Bay to do the effects.
And we need somebody else to consult on it and write on, because that was not Avatar what I was watching. I'm sorry, but you know, speaking
they're
of
probably killing because of copyright issues.
No, copyright issues the key. They had the movie right,
yeah,
which
had.
Means they have the rights to the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Don't make no excuse for him.
They pronounced Iro right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, then no excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, Split comes out in theaters tonight starring James McAvoy. It will leave some of you with a splitting headache. Well,
splitting headache.
I tried to word it the best way, but yes, Split does come out tonight. And, you know, I feel that this is his ticket back into, you know, filmmaking. Because I feel that he does good horror, you know, so.
I only have one question. Is he
going to
put himself in the movie again?
I don't think he's in the movie. I don't think he might be a cameo appearance.
Don't. Still. No, don't. I don't think he's in the movie at all, because most of the time the movie takes place in the basement.
True.
But they got to go surface side for something. It's like they're trying to get help from the outside world, right?
Yeah, true. Like, the trend looked kind of weird to me, but I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to work on it, like, how it works out. I'm getting in. Yeah.
Like, how in the hell did y'all let this man get in the car long enough to spray y'all?
Exactly. I'm looking at that mess, too. But, you know, in another film that is coming out right now, I think it was Connection on the live stream.
No, it's still Connected.
Oh, okay. Like I said, yo, we are unscripted. And another one that's coming out tonight, Triple H Return of Xander Cage, starring Vin Diesel, Donnie Rubio, Ruby Rose, Samuel L. Jackson, and Ice Cube, reprising his role from the second film. That comes out.
I'm glad not watching.
I'm going to watch it.
Let me get my movie.
Nina, who? What's her name? Nina who?
Girl from Bad Boys.
She is now?
No.
What's the real name?
That's her name, Nina.
Nina?
What's
last name?
I can pronounce
that. Wait,
what's her name on
Vampire
Diaries?
Yeah, for real.
My name on Vampire Diaries is Elena, and she.
Oh, her.
Oh,
I know you're talking about that. Yes,
they got to end
of
that show a long time
ago. Girl, this is the last season, though.
Supernatural.
Oh, yeah,
hell
no,
that's the shit right there, man.
Supernatural can keep going for.
Supernatural.
I mean, what more?
What else can you do? They basically. This shall be stricken from record.
Oh, it's really
not
nice.
Really, because we're going live from Facebook and we're going live from 80 recordings. So yeah, we have like 5 more minutes. Let's go ahead and let's go through it. All the topics really quickly.
I think we should just talk about SwampCon for the last 5 minutes, and now they will pull bullshit.
See, the reason why I just don't want UF or them coming after me. So
that's
we can talk about this. We can talk about this after.
How about that?
We can talk about after live. Let's go ahead and get this. Hellboy 3 was just recently announced, so
yeah,
you held
it.
Well,
we haven't seen his kids.
Well, like,
it's
not officially announced, but Guillermo del Toro, he is hitting towards the Hellboy 3 and Ron Perlman, he says, I'm ready for it. Deadpool 2 may include Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Hell yeah.
I thought that was be his last Wolverine film.
No. There was the end of doing a crossover.
Come on.
Crossover, no.
As of right now, Pierce Brosnan, if I'm saying it correctly, he famous actor, he is up for Cable. Ryan Reynolds is pushing hard for him. So yeah, who knows? And yes, for all you people going to see A Dog's Purpose, Universal has canceled that premiere in the wake of a whole bunch of animal abuse videos that were just recently surfaced from Offset.
Yeah, the bear.
Forcing that poor dog who was scared of his life to pushing that dog into a tub of water.
It was that one, and it was the bear.
There was also like a video of two people cut off dogs.
Oh,
hair.
Yeah.
Like,
I had
cool.
That one this morning when I was trying to die with
it. Exactly.
When I'm trying to die with
what? You know what would be like A Dog's Purpose?
Yeah.
Well, technically, I wanted to watch that. You want to go why? Because Peter's purpose is shooting them to like shut down any type of interviews and cruelty related stuff. And sadly, this film.
Peter's still trying to shut down SeaWorld.
Is it real footage though?
Yeah,
we
were
people for a little
from
bit.
The set, real
footage. Yeah,
from the set.
Like,
has canceled the film because
they took a family's dog and killed it, right?
Well, yeah.
Peter don't play.
Yep. Peter does not play.
They never play. They were a little crazy though.
Yeah,
all you video game fans,
let your dog out in the backyard.
I mean, Peter went for Assassin's Creed 4, the wildlife one where
and
you have to literally hunt down whales,
what?
And they went after that.
I know all this.
Really? Like, this happened. I think last year, like, they were protesting against
it. It was so much political stuff. I didn't even know it was a lot.
Yeah,
like, this homeless guy had a puppy, like, sitting in his jacket because, like, it was cold that day. So they went over there, forced his dude's jacket open, took the dog away from him.
And I would have stabbed all of them.
Could have become Superman use your laser vision. Injustice 2 story chart recently came out. Injustice comes out this May. Go and check it out if you are a DC video game fan. DC TV returns this Monday with Super on the CW and another DC TV show. A new show called Palace, basically showing people who work at a Wayne Enterprise Corporation.
Thing for the victims of the superhero villain fight.
I'm gonna watch it. But if it conflicts with any DC TV show, I'm gonna pass.
I mean, it's gonna conflict with anything dealing with Batman because it's a subgroup of Wayne Enterprises.
True. Yeah, we take a lot. We got some of these long pauses. Okay, and for any of you guys looking for me to watch the show, it starred Vanessa Hudgens of High School Musical fame. High School Musical 4 comes out this year, I think. Check it out.
Let that one die!
Would it be College Musical?
Graduate? No.
It's going to be college.
It's a brand new. It is a brand
new.
Is it
okay? Basically, the original cast will be their parents kind of thing.
Yeah.
No,
they're kind of like
graduate.
When
they graduate.
Yeah.
I hear the cast come back
as a cameo role. I don't know. I think Ashley Tisdale has said that she's interested, but they have not asked her yet. So do not know how
many.
She
can't take a role. Like, I haven't seen her do anything.
They have no mixed bass.
She's doing more music based stuff. They really have a little. She did like a little acoustic thing on her music with her husband.
Oh, she's married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ashley Tisdale is married.
It's very low key.
Hey, guys, we only have 10 more seconds left. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Sinead.
Alright guys, once again, thank you so much and we'll see you later.